could make your holidays a lot better. Make that call right now, would you? 702-483-0220. Make the call right now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, listen up. Mr. Pink here, inviting you to our good credit sales event. Rates as low as 0%. Forget the Fed. Rates that are over 6? Forget about it. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram for 0% while it lasts. And for challenge credit, forget about it. I got programs for that too. Call me 833-995-4908. Again, that's 833-995-4908. And don't forget to stop by 5050 West Sahara and say hi, all right? Mr. Pink. Baby!
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A guy that's been on the show a bunch over the course of the last 4 or 5 years,
David Bossy. He used to run, along with a host of others, the Trump 2016 campaign. Corey Lewandowski was the kind of the co-manager, if you want, campaign manager. But David Bossy now is the president of Citizens United. And he has told me he is not going to be a part of the current Donald Trump campaign for president, but he knows a lot about what's going on behind the scenes. I can just about promise you that. David Bossy, you'll hear from him coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A little bit after 2:30 right now as we see what's happening out there. Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. Do expect some slow flows through that corridor. There's still that stranded vehicle. It's on the Interstate 15 southbound freeway on-ramp there on the right shoulder, partially... Well, it's almost in the lane there, so approach that area with caution. Got a few crashes to look out for. Eastbound Owens, that's at Nellis. Downtown, eastbound Clark at Las Vegas Boulevard. Southbound Pecos at Patrick. And we're seeing a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway as well. 215 westbound at the airport connector. And roadwork on the 515 both directions from Eastern to the 15 interchange.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Golden Knights in Winnipeg tonight, they take on the Jets. Vegas on a two-game road trip that'll wrap up Thursday in Chicago against the Blackhawks. The Knights have lost two of their last three games, falling Sunday to the Boston Bruins. The Raiders back to work this week as they get ready for Sunday's matchup with the New England Patriots, looking to bounce back after Thursday night's loss to the Rams. That ended their three-game win streak, and they're sitting at 5-8. The Patriots are 7-6, coming off a Monday night victory against the Arizona Cardinals. Josh McDaniels facing his former team, who he guided as offensive coordinator. UNLV basketball back in action Saturday. They host the San Francisco Dons at the Thomas and Mack Center. The Rebels are off to a 10-0 start, coming off a win Saturday against Washington State. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the roof for my favorite boutique hotel in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel, on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. It's Wayne on the Roof's home base in Vegas. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting, events, and conference space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for holiday parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, a cocktail social, a holiday feast, or a company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel. That's right. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer. Rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool and cabanas, and you'll enjoy unlimited food and drinks. For a limited time, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, you'll get 20% off. Book now. Call 725-214-4950 or visit ahernhotel.com. That's 725-214-4950. Don't forget to tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you. ahernhotel.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was just looking at one of the, what they call a lower third, one of the graphics on, I believe it was CNN, and they said that Mitch McConnell is saying that they are close to getting a deal done on a spending bill. Not sure if it would mean kick the can down the road, we'll deal with it after the first of the year, or what. But the GOP wants an extension of a spending bill that'll just get us past the holidays. And then, of course, the Republicans take over the House, so they'll have a say in what happens in the spending bill. And I asked David Bossy, who helped to run the Donald Trump campaign of 2016, along with Corey Lewandowski, I asked him, what's so wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. That's exactly what Mitch McConnell in the Senate and Kevin McCarthy in the House need to be on the same page about. We have to get past this lame duck session. This is the Democrats trying to jam through this enormous omnibus, and I understand it has earmarks in it, which is going to be the first time in a long time that they do that, just to give all of these Democrats and potentially some outgoing folks a reward on their way out the door. And again, it screws the American people over, because the American people voted for some fiscal sanity, not in the numbers we wanted, right? We didn't win as many House seats as we wanted to, but guess what? We're still in charge, and we will have the majority, which gives us back the power of the purse. And that's what it requires to be able to get inflation under control, to get our spending under control, to get our $31 trillion debt under control. This is something that requires financial responsibility, and we're certainly not seeing that with the omnibus.
I want to take you back to the election, because I'm still burning about this, the way some of the polling, and I know you folks did polling both in Arizona and here in Nevada, that turned out maybe not to be quite as right as one would like. Can you give us your perspective to what happened on November 8th and beyond?
Well, you know, I think every state has a little bit different story to tell. But as we're looking at it, one of the main things that we failed to do, and as I said, each state has its own different sets of rules as it relates to early voting in person, mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, what have you. But every state does it a little differently. But in the postmortem, we've seen that there are 43% of Americans who voted in this midterm election voted early through some means. And we, as Republicans, in my opinion, if we have one thing we failed to do, it's that. We didn't bank the votes. We didn't go out and aggressively work to make sure that the early vote, and I say early vote in whatever means your state offers, whether it's an absentee ballot program, an early voting in person, a mail-in ballot, what have you, we failed. And if we're going to be able to be honest and have an honest assessment about what happened, we then can fix it in the future. And if 43% of the American people have changed the way they are voting because of COVID, COVID brought forth all of these new rules and regulations that states force down our throats. And by the way, I am not saying that we shouldn't fight legislatively to change rules back. I'm not saying we shouldn't litigate in courts to try to make sure that these new rules, you know, aren't abusive and don't favor Democrats over Republicans. And so we should do all of those things. We should continue to do all of those things. But we should also make sure that we're banking the votes prior to Election Day in 2024, or there's no way to win.
Well, can I tell you something? I talked to, I believe, every major candidate, every major Republican candidate for high office, and I always, at the end of the interview, would say, okay, answer this question. When should I vote? Should I vote early? Should I vote on Election Day? Should I vote by mail? And I got 100 different answers, but it all came down to do what you're comfortable with. Well, that's not that's not the proper answer, I don't think.
You're so right. And look, so candidates, I think historically, candidates don't like to tell people how to vote, right? I think, and it's a fine thing for them to want to say in an interview, you know, do what feels, you know, right to you, make, you know, what you feel confident in voting. But now that we've seen the results and we see what happens, this is about us as a party educating our voters, educating our supporters to say we must change and adapt or we're going to go by the way of the dodo bird. This is not something that's really debatable. We have to, and this doesn't happen overnight either. We have to, for the next 2 years, educate people about the rules in their states and how to best utilize them so that our candidates bank as many votes as possible. So, to your point, you say that somebody says, oh, how should I vote? And you say, well, make sure you vote on Election Day. Okay, that's fantastic. I'll go vote on Election Day. And then you wake up and you're sick. And you wake up and your kid is sick. You wake up and your boss says, hey, you can't, you know, we got to get this this presentation done by tomorrow morning, so sorry, you can't leave work to go vote. You get a flat tire. Your car has a mechanical. Or, like in Arizona, you go to vote, and there's a four-hour line at 6 o'clock at night. And you have to go home and get your kids bathed and fed and do the homework and get ready for the next day. So you go and do it that way. And you turn around and you say, I can't wait 4 hours. I want to vote. I'm here to vote. But I can't vote because I can't wait 4 hours. And that happens. When you put all of your eggs in the Election Day basket, some of them are going to break. And so you look at Florida. This is still new in the process, okay, in the process of us doing kind of Republicans looking at it as a postmortem. But if the Republicans in Florida did it right, they, over the last 4 years, have gone from being – actually 6 years – have gone from being down in voter registration statewide by being negative 300,000 to 400,000 to now, 6 years later, being in a positive voter registration. Now there's more Republicans than Democrats in the state. So on one hand, they're registering mass amounts of voters first. Secondly – on the early vote, they won the early vote for the first time in 2022 by about 325,000 votes to the plus side. And they lost the absentee ballots by just a few tens of thousands, like 20 or 30,000 raw votes. And so then they won on Election Day. So that's the model. We have to educate, and they won school board races, doctor races, and congressional races, and governors and Senate races. They won everything up the board because they, as a state party, chose with a governor who was totally invested, okay, over the last 4 years, not just the last, you know, 4 weeks or last 4 months, but 4 years. And that's the difference. And now, you look down the street, you look across your state, and now you guys are going to have a Republican governor here in a matter of minutes. And that requires, you know, your tremendous state party led by Michael McDonald, who can now go out with that governor and register voters and clean up the voter rolls and make sure that over the next 4 years that incrementally that the people of your great state are learning how we can vote and vote at the right time to bank those votes even before Election Day.
I like that. I like that idea. David Bossie, the president of Citizens United, a former Trump 2016 deputy campaign manager, along with Corey Lewandowski, they essentially laid the groundwork for Trump winning the Republican nomination. Stay where you are. More to do. We're sprinting to the finish line today. We got Wayne Allen Root waiting in the wings. But trust me on this one. We are sprinting to the finish line right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Well, with the arrival of Christmas parties and other holiday events, you don't want to miss out on any of the action. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends at area sports bars, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin McCarthy may or may not be the next Speaker of the House, but he was on with Sean Spicer last night talking about the doc dump by Elon Musk and Twitter. He wants the 51 intel officials who testified before Congress. And listen to Kevin McCarthy. This was last night on Sean Spicer's show on Newsmax.
Either those 51 intelligence officials blatantly lied to the American people, or they're really stupid. But it has to be one of the two, right?
You have to be one of the two, but think about it. We're talking about Clapper, Brennan, Hayden. Hayden, a former CIA director, says the Republicans are the most dangerous things in the world. Not the Taliban, not anybody else. But think about the timing of when they did it. And these are the questions I'd like to ask. Who asked them to sign the letter? What information did they have where they'd put their name on the line, where they have security clearances and others to make them think this, to tell the American public? Because what we found was the campaign then used businesses, private sectors, Twitter and others to deter this information from coming out. Then they took an arm of the government, and then they took individuals that we respect that have information that most Americans and most members of Congress do not have. But they used their reputation to lie to the American public. Why? Did they have misinformation? And if they did, who provided it to them? Or were they playing politics with it? Should they still have a security clearance? Why were they doing this? And I think we have a right to know, and the American public does as well.
We talk a lot about suppression, or the left especially does. I've got to believe this is suppression. I mean, you just talked about what came of this. These guys told us it was Russian disinformation, and then the press used that as one of the other reasons not to let that story come out. And you've got the social media platforms that banned it, too. Shouldn't we also be looking into that as an aspect of the effect that it had on the election?
Oh, yeah, you're not just going to look at one item. I mean, Twitter has come forth, and we've got to give Elon Musk credit here. All he's doing is trying to build trust by giving the facts out. Well, what happened with Facebook and Google? But think about the timing of when this was in October before an election. Think about what they were telling to the American public and who they were working with. And for these individuals to sign this letter, when you had John Ratcliffe with the Director of National Intelligence says there was no intelligence that said this was Russian collusion or others. And for them to go out and sign a letter to push people to try to tell the American public something different. But who was all working together? Was it Google, Facebook, Twitter? Was it the the campaign at that time? And did they continue to work together? Was it in the FBI? How could they get everyone together when they knew it was not true? Why would they go to such length? And why would they now go to such length to go after Elon simply because he was buying Twitter?
I love Kevin McCarthy. I think he's going to be a great speaker. I really honestly do. Coming up, we'll preview the Golden Knights. They're injured, they're hurt, and they're on the road. That's probably a good sign. We'll see how they do. They're going to play Winnipeg Jets at 5. We'll get a preview from Gentleman Jim coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.